From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. The U.S. House of Representatives voted to repeal on a largely symbolic 227-198 vote the EPA's controversial Waters of the U.S., or WOTUS, rule, and the Senate could follow suit as soon as this week. Democrats like Washington State's Rick Larson argued clean water is a human right that will suffer with this GOP move that 9 Democrats backed.
House Democrats believe we can protect clean water while providing certainty to businesses, to farmers, to Americans who depend upon clean water for their lives and livelihoods.
But Republicans like Ag Chair G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania dismissed that argument.
This rule isn't about clean water. It's about the Biden EPA's appetite for power. America's farmers, ranchers, and landowners deserve a WOTUS definition that is fair to agriculture and maintains the historical reach of the Clean Water Act, neither of which is accomplished by the Biden administration's flawed rule.
Missouri's Eric Burleson declared, enough is enough.
Farmers have been hit hard with fuel costs, fertilizer costs, and supply chain challenges recently. The last thing they need is this. The EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers should rescind this rule and leave our farmers alone.
Senate Republicans claim to have enough votes to pass the WOTUS repeal, but President Biden says he'll veto it.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Fruit Grower Report. For more, go to aginfo.net.